Here's a few thoughts about transportation and photography, which wouldn't seem to be all that linked, at least in my way of thinking, until a number of years ago I read an article in the newspaper that California was contemplating a mileage tax. I have no idea if this ever came to pass or not. I think it's still sort of an active idea, but I'm not positive about that because I don't follow politics. But the idea was that every car would have installed some sort of tracker, and that through this device, the state agencies could figure out how many miles you had driven, and then they would send you a tax bill based on the number of miles you drove. When I first heard this, I immediately thought, what a major hassle this would be for photographers, particularly landscape photographers, because we put lots and lots of miles on our cars, getting to and from where we live to where we want to photograph. Oftentimes, when I'm out there in the world driving around looking for photographs, it wouldn't be unusual at all for me to spend 800 miles or so just on a weekend exploring down dirt roads and seeing what there is to see, looking for landscape photographs. A mileage tax could add up to a lot of money and might have a tendency to squash that kind of landscape-oriented photography. I immediately thought of Edward Weston having to have a Guggenheim grant just to go from where he lived in Carmel over to the other side of the Sierras so that he could do his photography project that ended up being the book California in the West. Well, he had to have a grant not because there was a mileage tax, but because he needed to buy a car and there was gas and plus food and, I don't know, maybe some camera supplies, whatever it was, there was enough expense that he had to have a Guggenheim grant to complete the project, and that was without a mileage tax. When I first heard about this a few years ago, the more I thought about it, the more I became aware of how my photography is thoroughly dependent on my ability to transport myself from one location to another as I look for potential photographs. In looking back through my Lightroom catalog, the only time I didn't use a car to go photographing was during my trips to Japan and China, where I relied strictly on public transportation. But I was able to do that in China and Japan because their public transportation is so well developed and it's easy to find lots of things to photograph in Japan and China without a car. But here in North America, there's an important part of the success of my photography relies on an effective transportation strategy. It's funny, I never used to think about this in my youth, but I really have to think about it now. The last time I was in Japan, which was in 2019, I decided to spend 3 weeks photographing in Kyoto. I'd never been to Kyoto to photograph before. I'd been there on business, but it's a beautiful, beautiful city, and I thought there would be lots to photograph, but it's also a busy, big Japanese city with lots of traffic, and getting around I knew was going to be a challenge. So rather than rely on walking from one end of the city to the other, or trying to rely strictly on public transportation, I decided to rent an e-bike, an electronic bike, which I have at home, and I've enjoyed it for photography a great deal. So I rented an electronic bike, and on day three, I had a crash. I went one way, the bike went the other way. My cameras spilled out all over the road. I spilled out all over the road. And I did some damage to my back, which seriously affected my photography for that trip. But it's a problem that has now festered a bit. And so getting places that I want to photograph has become a greater challenge. I can drive to them, but once I'm there, I find I have limited ability to walk out into the woods somewhere or down some trail to photograph. Isn't aging a bitch, as they say. But it's more substantial than simple physical challenges of getting somewhere. It's also which roads to drive down. On this recent trip that I made to the West Coast, I did lots and lots of photography, but I was able to do so because I chose two-lane roads rather than freeways, which complicated the routing and lengthened the drive substantially. But my experience is that photographing while on freeways is almost impossible. You just can't pull off the side of the road and make a photograph. And there's very little to photograph in rest areas, at least not the things I want to photograph. And so two-lane roads became the obvious choice because there's so much more access to be able to pull off the road and photograph. But even that can be a bit of a crapshoot because not all roads have plenty of places to pull off. One of the observations I've had in recent years is how many times my photography is influenced by whether or not there's a place to pull off the side of the road and be safe or not. And I've had to drive by lots and lots and lots of potential things I would have loved to photograph simply because I couldn't find a place to pull off the side of the road, park the car, get out my camera, make the photograph, at least not safely. And my final thought about transportation and photography has to do with electric vehicles. I think electric vehicles are a fascinating idea, and they appear to be a great solution for lots of people. Great. But that doesn't necessarily pertain to us photographers, who sometimes need to have a much farther range than the electric vehicle will give us. As a matter of fact, one of the criteria I had for when I purchased my pickup to take out onto the road with the trailer was I wanted the largest gas tank I could get, which turned out to be 38 gallons. That gives me about a 500-mile radius. Great, fantastic. You can't find an electric vehicle that has a 500-mile radius. And so although it feels like transportation and photography are disconnected, in fact, they're not. That transportation and photography go hand in hand. And as odd as it might seem, along with equipment strategies and presentation strategies and all the other things we have to think about in photography, transportation is an important component of our photographic success. Who'd have thought?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.